This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lest you'd been under the misapprehension that the presidential primary debate season is over, I would suggest you just haven't been paying attention this cycle. Donald Trump was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night where he was asked about debating Bernie Sanders. Said he'd love to do it. Sure. Today, Sanders appears to have agreed to it. He's going on the Kimmel Show tonight, by the way. But if you step back and really think about it, Trump and Sanders, populists both, although in different ways, do have some things in common. We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer what their debate might be like.
So if you missed it last night, Donald Trump said he'd do a debate to benefit charity.
If he paid a nice sum toward a charity, I would love to do that.
Sanders tweeted back, game on. Would they take the gloves off? Yeah, but think about what they have in common. And I'm not just talking about their, shall we say, unique and sometimes uncooperative hair and the way they both wave their arms and yell. They're yelling about some of the same stuff, says Lee Drutman, a senior fellow at New America.
Both of them speak to a growing share of the American population that is concerned about the wages that they're earning, concerned about the future.
Trump and Sanders are both big defenders of Social Security, and they talk the same tough talk on trade. David Meyer teaches sociology and political science at the University of California, Irvine.
They're able to blame trade agreements and a kind of globalization that has undermined earnings. And they both promise to find ways to change this.
And there's the rub. Sanders and Trump may agree on these economic problems, but their solutions are dramatically different. And clearly they have huge differences over Trump's wall with Mexico, for example. Meyer says those differences could keep Trump and Sanders from stealing each other's supporters. Or would they? Yana Krypnikov teaches political science at Stony Brook University. She says if you frame the issues carefully,
you could get people to ignore the solution while focusing on the way you talk about the problem.
So don't expect the yelling and hand-waving to stop anytime soon. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.